John, I wanted to know, what are you doing for New Year's Eve this year?
Oh, boy. Oh, God. Drinking by myself, probably. Till the clock strikes midnight and crying myself to sleep. I don't know. Just another New Year.
That sounds like a very nice New Year's. Well, if you need something else to do...
Sounds like I do.
Don Gibb is going to be actually throwing a New Year's Eve party. And if you don't know this person, mm-hmm. he's from the classic movie Revenge of the Nerds. There's so many good things about this person. He was in the NFL. He has a great connection to Chicago. He's celebrating a New Year's Eve celebration at Trader Todd's in Lakeview. The evening will kick off with a three-hour meet and greet.
Wow.
Happy hour from 5 to 8 p.m.
Oh, getting early air on New Year's Eve, man. Wow, I'm not going to make it until midnight if I start drinking at 5. We're going to ask Don all about this.
Yes, we do. Let's get Don on the phone right now. Don, what's going on, man?
Hey, how you guys doing?
We're doing great. We're doing great. Great to hear from you. So you have this great thing happening over at Trader Todd's in Lakeview. You know, I love this place. I've been there a few times. What's your connection to Trader Todd's, and how'd you get this relationship started?
It's a long story, but me and my partner, I met him. He had a bar downtown, and I was doing U.S. Marshals here. And I don't know if you know anything about the movie business, but you work very little. So I was there for like 2 months, and I used to walk around the neighborhood, and one day he says, you know, I'm opening up a bar tonight. You want to come on in? So I went on in there, and we became really good friends, and then they closed the bar down there. Then he moved it up to near Wrigley there, and I became like, you know, a little bit of partners with him, and it's grown and grown and grown, and the bar's doing great.
John, you know,
he's a great guy.
Do you come back to Chicago a lot? Because you're from California, you live there now.
I live here now.
Mm-hmm. Wait, you live in Chicago?
We moved here like 3 years ago.
I didn't know that.
I became a gigantic Cubs fan, and that's all Todd's fault. Because we had that bar in Wrigley.
Right.
I used to be a Dodger fan, and I used to come out here all the time. And, you know, when you're involved in that area, you can't help it. So
right.
I am now the most avid, ridiculous Cubs fan that, you know, probably ever lived. And it's like it's really sad, bro. I mean, it's like, so yeah, we've lived here for like 3 years. We have a 5-year-old baby that goes to school.
Okay.
And I'm 63. I got a 5-year-old baby.
Oh, that's awesome.
So, yeah, you know, I'm kicking around doing pretty good, but, well, no, we live here, and I love it, you know?
Don, I got to say, you had to suffer for 2 whole long years without the Cubs winning the World Series.
How do you feel about
that? Yeah, man, you really suffered.
I'm lucky, man. But I suffered for, like, what, 17 or 16 when I used to come out here?
Yeah, true.
And it was bad, bro. Yeah, I gave up almost. You know, you almost give up. And then finally, you know, it turned for us, and it was a beautiful thing. And even my son's a big fan. He's in the ATF in Los Angeles, and he's a big fan of the Cubs now because of me, and so he's ruined for life. We ruined him.
Yeah. Hey, Don, I got to ask you, so obviously you're classic in the Revenge of the Nerds and other Nerds movies that came out afterwards. I have to admit something to you, Don, and I don't mean to say this. Am I the last person on Earth who has never seen Revenge of the Nerds all the way through? I've seen it kind of pop in and out on TV, dude. But I've never seen it. I know.
Well, listen to that.
I hate to be the guy, but I didn't want to fake it to you, Don. I didn't want to pretend.
Oh,
am I the last one?
You're about to get a wedgie so hard right now, John.
Dude, man, that is like a really sad thing.
I think
I've had 5-year-old kids come up to me. I've had 80-year-old women come up to me. I didn't think there was a person in the entire United States and maybe the country and maybe the world who hasn't seen that movie. I swear. Well, there is a few. Every once in a while, you do run into who makes fun of me and goes, "I don't know what movie you've been in."
Well, Don, here's the thing: having not even seen it, I still know who you are and knew your role in the movie. So it must be in passing, like when it's on TV, that I've seen bits and pieces of it. But so, anyways, I get off the air at 2 a.m. I'm going home. I'm watching the whole thing straight through.
You gotta watch it, brother. I mean, it's a good movie, and Ogre was a great character. I was really lucky in my career. I got to do that. I got to do Bloodsport and Revenge of the Nerds, and the directors were kind enough to kind of let me do my own thing. So it was fun. It was fun. We do a lot of those conventions. You know, they have those signing conventions, and the nerds get together, and there's like 7 of us, and we just have a great time. We're still really good friends. I mean, it's really weird. I mean, it's been how many years and years and years, but that and Bloodsport probably were the two biggest things, you know.
Mm-hmm. So, John, when you were growing up, did you always want to be an actor? What was your background and what kind of? Okay, what did you want to do when you were growing up?
I was always an athlete. I was in California. I played basketball and football, and I went to New Mexico on a basketball scholarship. And I had a car accident, which kind of messed me up. It kind of messed with my eyes. I don't know if, you know, if you see my characters, my eyes are all messed up. Well, that's actually from a car accident.
Oh, wow.
And so I was always wanting to be an athlete. And then what happened was is I was, you know, living in Los Angeles, and I met a couple of guys, and they said, you know, dude, they're looking for big dudes to stunt double these guys, like, you know, Matuzak and Chuck Connors. Mm-hmm. And so I said, well, I could do that, I think. So I started doing stunt work, and then I landed this stunt acting job on Magnum PI, and Tom Selleck, you know, kind of helped me out. He said, you know, we watch dailies, man. You're a pretty good actor. And I thought, nah, I don't want to be an actor, man. I want to be a stuntman. And then I just got his agent, and then I landed Revenge of the Nerds and a couple of other parts, and then that was it for stunt work, and I just did straight acting after that. And I was very blessed. You know, I just kept on working, which is really hard in Hollywood. And I was very, very blessed as an actor to keep on working.
It's good that you say that it's blessed, because, you know, I know I've talked to actors in the past where they're kind of known for a signature role, and you've done a bunch of other stuff as well, but you're kind of known for it.
Right.
And some people see it as kind of a curse that they're approached on it. It's always about mm-hmm. that one thing. But it seems to me that you take the attitude of, hey, that was a gift, and I'm going to, you know, ride it and enjoy it as much as I can.
It was a beautiful gift. I mean, it was the lucky thing for me was that I did Bloodsport right after that, so people could see, you know, Hollywood is really funny, and they could see that I could do drama.
Right.
And so that helped me. And then luckily I was always in the right place. I mean, I played bikers, and then the advent of that sitcom came in, and then, you know, Night Court and Cheers, and, you know, I played Tiny on Cheers, and people remember that, and I was just really fortunate that sitcom comedy thing came along, and I mean, I must have done 200 of them, you know?
Wow. So what's happening on New Year's Eve? So you're starting the drinking at 5 o'clock at Trader Todd's?
Yeah, you know, we start early, man. Early, and you got to get yourself so blasted that you don't even know what, when New Year's hits, you don't even know what's New Year's. Yeah, no, we start early, and Todd starts to get pretty drunk about 7, 8 o'clock, and he's wanting to already drop the ball at 9 o'clock, and we have to tell him not till midnight. Not till midnight.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, it's really fun. We got karaoke. I'll be there for the whole night, and he's got like 25% off the drinks, and food, you know, so it should be a really good time. I mean, New Year's Eve at Todd's it's a blast, man. It really is great. And I invite all the nerds in your audience to, you know, come on down there and meet me.
Exactly. Sure. I know we will definitely be there. And yeah, you have two complimentary champagne toasts, endless karaoke, 25% off food, $3 Rolling Rocks.
Wait, two toasts? What time did you do
the nerds know how to party?
When's the first one? When's the second? Like, I know there's one at midnight. When's the second one?
Well, the first one's at 11 for the East Coast people, in case they're watching.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
This just gives Todd an extra chance to drop this fish thing that he has. I don't know where he got it from, but it's quite embarrassing. But it gives him two chances to do that, and we just kind of laugh at him and tell him to sit down because, you know, he might fall down.
Yeah.
So, all good.
Hey, John, what's your go-to karaoke song, by the way?
Oh, dude, I'm horrible. But you know what we do? We do Aqualung by Jeff Rose.
Oh, that's awesome.
Sitting on a park bench. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's really good. You can go longer if you'd like, or we can just save it for New Year's Eve.
I'll scare your audience, but yeah, they come down and I'll sing it for them.
That's awesome.
That is so great. We're talking to Don Gibb. Don, thank you so much for joining us tonight. The doors are open at 3 p.m. on New Year's Eve over at Trader Todd's.
What?
Right on, brother.
That is amazing. Well, you know, they'll be celebrating the new year in Germany at that point, so you might as well start. And
you
just
might as well do it. And Ogre, you know, I drank out of one of those trophy deals, so what the heck? I can do it.
You're well seasoned. You've been practicing this for a while.
I've been practicing, brother. You got that right.
It's a long game. All right.
Don, before I let you go, you know, you have a 5-year-old child, and you've been living in Chicago for a long time. What do you have going on for Christmas? What does Don Ogre Gibb do for the holidays?
My wife's parents live down in La Salle, Peru.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to head down there for Christmas down there so my daughter can be with her cousins and Then we'll head down to a place called Carthage, Illinois.
Oh yeah,
see her grandma Ruby, which you know I'm a big deal down in that small town. Let me tell you, boy, they might even have a parade for me. One of these places.
That's awesome.
So that's what we're doing for Christmas. Yeah.
Man, avoiding that cold any way you can. I love that. Well, be sure to check out Trader Todd's in Lakeview. The event is happening on New Year's Eve. The doors open at 3 p.m., so you can get nice and toasty right away.
Yeah.
We've been speaking to Don.
You could go there at 3, drink till 6. I could go home, take a nap, and then come back about 9:30 and then get the whole thing. All right, that's what I'm doing.
You go home, watch Revenge of the Nerds, and then come on back.
Exactly.
Come back, you know?
Don, we can't thank you enough for joining us here on WGN. We wish you a really happy holiday and have a great time at New Year's Eve.
You too. Thanks a lot for calling.
That's all right, awesome. Of course. Oh, all man. Right, okay.